This is a podcast from Rover.
Coming to you from a shed party in West Auckland, it's Kick Ons.
Welcome to the Kick Ons, Sharon and Steph with Sean. This is a part of the show where it's after the show and we're all basically essentially sitting around someone's kitchen having nangs at 4 in the morning.
Yes.
And it's not appropriate for children.
Actually, speaking of nangs, have you noticed, I don't know if this is just an Auckland thing, but when I go on the motorway, if you look on the side of the motorway, it's like a nang dropping ground.
Yeah.
Next time you're in the passenger seat on the Auckland motorway, look down the side. And honestly, I reckon you'd spot about 100 nang canisters.
Fun new game for the radio, though.
It's out the gate.
How many nangs on State Highway 1 today?
Between,
we go for a drive, send the roadrunner out there.
Between Gillies and Green Lane, or even when you're going towards Khyber Pass, just nangs and nangs and nangs.
Oh, Gillies is a key nang area in
Auckland.
Honestly,
key
nang subdivision.
Who's like, oh, I'm almost home, I've got to get off of Green Lane, better hit my nang. It's honestly wild to me.
Yeah.
It's also wild to me that there's still a thing. Like that, if people were still doing that, there's definitely still like people putting butane on their sleeve.
You can, Aaron, producer Aaron, he's still getting some Lynx Africa through his towel.
Oh,
my God.
Pretty show every day.
That's a great old time.
Everyone used to do that at high school, eh? Like, you put it on your sleeve and you'd be in class and you'd be like,
no, I was
man, so high.
I went to boarding school and it'd be so annoying when you'd come home and, like, someone had used your towel to do nangs, Lynx through it, and then your Lynx can's empty as well. So you're like, oh, great, I've got to wash my towel and I don't have any deodorant.
But, man, does your friend Bruce have the nicest smelling mouth?
It's great.
Yeah, it was really good for when him and all his all boys boarding school decided to practice kissing later that night.
Did that happen? Did you guys practice? I'm not going to ask.
Did you ever have a power shower? All the lads, kind of like, you know, in prison.
Okay.
There's a lack of women and you just have to figure things out.
Yeah.
Hey, all I want to talk about is Aaron experimenting with his bisexuality at a younger age, and I don't think there's anything wrong with
no,
that.
I think it's fine, but let's make it uni where he's over 18. Just feels a little bit weird hearing about a bunch of horny 16-year-olds.
But it's consenting. If they're consenting with each other, well, it's legal if it's over the age of 16.
I am backing out of this conversation. You guys finish
Why
it?
Can't we talk about Aaron and his other 16-year-old consensual friend huffing Lynx and touching each other's
peepees? I was fine with the Lynx part. Just don't want to. Okay, let's go to the phones, actually, because we had a phone topic today.
Wait, we've got a caller on this?
Yes, we've got a phone topic today about how people stole things while they were on the booze. And this person didn't get through in time, but we've got them on and they're anonymous. And they've got a wonderful story about them and a wee piggy. So, Anonymous, welcome to the show. Tell us about the funny thing that you took home.
Well, it kind of started with a little piggy between two mates that would go out and see if they can outdo each other to bring home the biggest souvenir. So the load of hog down the waterfront. One night, the boys, shall we call them Glenn and Jason,
okay,
got home, and one of them had taken a beer floss machine. And he thought he was doing pretty well. And in the room, the other guy, the loaded hog, the famous pig that was at the end of the bar, was sitting in his bedroom.
Oh, my God!
So he'd stolen the statue. But it doesn't stop there. Fast forward about another year later.
Yeah.
Competition was still going. And there was a Thai restaurant down in Mission Bay. Had a 4-foot-high wooden statue with lots of crystals.
Mm-hmm.
They stole it one night. One of them's running down the stairs and say, quick, quick, we've got to go. And into the taxi. Next moment, one of them comes down with the stolen statue.
Yeah.
And as Jason's sitting down, he pocket dials his wife's work.
Oh.
So the whole theft is caught on his wife's work answering machine.
Oh, my God. So they got caught?
The thing was, what they took back the next day.
Oh.
But they never kept anything.
Okay.
But let's just say it's Jason's ex-wife now.
Wow. Because of the theft of the old Thai restaurant statue.
Well, I think that started the downfall of many an issue, but yeah.
Wow. Okay. And so my other question is, there's this place in Auckland, it's called Pocket Bar, and they have these like really cool books. It's like placeholders. And I, as a gag, stole one of these for my friend Ali. And then I had to take it back once I'd sobered up on the Monday and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I stole this book. What was it like for you guys? I mean, your friends, Glenn and James or whatever their names were, when they had to return the FPOS machine, the pig and the 4-foot-high wooden lady?
That's the easy bit. You just dropped it off and kept drinking and got away with it.
Oh.
But then when it's a stag do and they do the same thing from the same bar 20 years later,
oh, God.
And the cops turn up at 11 o'clock because they've stolen all the posters and framed art off the wall.
Yes.
That's when you know it's something that those two can never stop.
Yeah, PC gone mad, am I right? Oh, the cops won't even let you have a laugh and steal things from businesses anymore.
Oh, to be fair, the cops were good. They just said, put it back and get out of here. We don't want to see you again.
And what did you say? Not without my piggy?
Oh, well, we took the ethos machine and they had to stand in the middle of the road and try and get window washing tips. But back then they weren't Bluetooth, so that didn't work long.
Oh, man. Well, hey, thank you so much for sharing. You definitely gave our kick-ons a lot better chat tonight and we appreciate it.
No worries.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, mate. It's like the new C.S. Lewis novel, the FBOS machine, the piggy, and the 4-foot statue.
Is it C.S. Lewis, like those long as fuck books?
Nah, there's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That was the gag.
The
children's books.
Why don't you just say Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Well, because I'm hoping that the people listening to this Kick-Ons podcast have a little semblance of culture, Sharon.
I did not know that C.S. Lewis wrote those. What else did he write? Or was it a woman? What's C.S. stand for? How cultured are you
he's
now?
He's a guy. He's a guy. And he wrote that. And then he wrote
sexist.
The... What was the follow-up to it? Prince Caspian, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, all those ones.
Oh.
The Silver Chair. A pretty iconic book series.
Yes. Oh, no. Mere Christianity wrote that as well. I don't know.
So this is the literature part of
Clive
the OnlyFans
Clive Staples.
Podcast.
That's his name. Clive Staples.
Speaking of literature, Sharon, what horny teenage books are you reading at the moment?
I'm actually reading the latest Marion Keyes novel, which is not for young adults. It's for adults.
If you don't know, Sharon loves a bit of horny teen fiction.
Oh, no, I don't. No, well, it's young adult. They're in there by accident, but ACOTAR, Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, Let's Go, Let's Masturbate. Too late, Clara. You missed it. Clara zoned out just then.
And on that note, let's wrap up today's kick-ons on Sharon saying that comment, which I won't repeat.
Yeah, it'll be better
listening
tomorrow because Chris Parker's filling in for Steph while she's on mat leave and he will be with us from tomorrow.
I thought I was filling in for Steph while she was on mat leave.
Takes two people to fill in for Steph.
Ah, because of the baby.
Yes. Also, we need someone to push the buttons because apparently I'm not allowed.
No, you're not allowed to push the buttons after last time. You remember what happened last time?
Yes, I read an ACOTAR book and masturbated with the mic volume.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Kick-ons.